Yes, welcome back. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So, yes, you heard right there the gubernatorial debate between Governor DeSantis and Charlie Crist coming up in about an hour from now, and we will be carrying that live for you right here on News Radio 92.3. And so be sure to tune in to that. Also, just a reminder, you can stream us anytime, anywhere using our mobile app. Just download the News Radio Pensacola mobile app in your app store today. And that way, if you're out and about and not in your car, then you can listen to the live stream in order to listen to the gubernatorial debate a little bit later. So a couple things to look at here on the debate, but first, top three stories. So a gunman had killed two individuals at Central Visual Performing Arts High School and died right after a gunfight. Six others are injured. Two alleged Chinese intelligence officers are accused of trying to buy information. Basically, they're accused of interrupting a probe into Huawei. So two Chinese intelligence officers. And finally, math scores fell in nearly every state, and reading dipped down as well on the national exam. This is, once again, is the fallout from COVID-19, pandemic government reactions to force kids to try to do at-home learning, and it did not work. And I do want to just address that real briefly here. I pointed this out during the pandemic, and I've not been able to see any kind of answers on anything with this. I guess the concern I had was two things. During the lockdowns, look, I disagree with the lockdowns. Everybody knows that. Knew it from day one. Like, people calling for me to get off the air because I was a danger to humanity, whatever. But here's the thing. So I was against the lockdowns. But if you're going to do the lockdowns and you're going to enforce like at-home learning, okay. But that was a tremendous opportunity to maybe look at the way we're educating our kids and look at what we're educating them. Like what we're teaching them, and maybe change the method, particularly just at least during that period of time. And I think that was the frustrating thing to me, is to see that they were trying to do a hybrid. Like every school district in the country seemed to try to do some sort of hybrid of, let's just keep teaching the way we've always been doing, but since it's online, we got to have these online syllabus and all this other stuff. The one thing I was thinking is, why couldn't you just have the teachers still go to school and have a camera set up where they're just teaching school like they normally would, and, you know, where they're in the front of the classroom and everything like that. That was one, like, if you want to keep educating the way you're normally used to educating, then they should have just did something like that. But better than that would have been, let's revise the way we're teaching our kids. And have the most important things being done, and maybe a little bit more interaction in the learning process, simplifying it. But I think it's because teachers and teachers just trying to do what the school district was trying to guide them to do, right? It's not their fault. But teachers were trying to just keep teaching the way they knew how, and the method and the books, and, it just needed to be different. And I think that's the reason why it failed so bad, is because they were like, well, this is how we teach. This is how we teach. We're going to just have to keep teaching this way. No, there's charter schools around the country who are coming up with very unique, creative ways to teach children. And there could have been some outside the box thinking on how can we keep teaching the kids at home? How can we keep them learning at home and still connect with them, but maybe doing it in a different way. That way we're teaching them the most important things and getting it done, you know? I guess my inspiration behind this is, for a while, we did at-home learning for our kids. We homeschooled our kids for a while. And we would get done with at-home learning in less than 2 hours. And so I'm thinking, there could have been a way, because when you're doing at-home learning, you're focused on the main things. And so it's one of the biggest disappointments I had during the pandemic, besides all the government control, was the approach to learning could have had an opportunity to change during that period of time, and it didn't. It's almost like the school districts and the school boards just dug their heels in. This is how we're going to teach. We're not changing our ways. And now we're seeing the fallout is, I mean, the kids just didn't learn. Math scores, reading scores, everything's falling. All right. What can you look for in the gubernatorial debate tonight? I was reading this article from who was it? It was a statewide thing from the state. Anyway, it was saying, here's a few things to look for. Will there be fireworks tonight? Yeah, I think so. Charlie Crist has been getting pretty feisty recently. And what we've seen from Governor DeSantis, he is like Trump in a little bit, where when you push him, he definitely pushes back. So if Charlie Crist gets a little feisty in person, you can guarantee Governor DeSantis is going to get feisty back. So yeah, I think there will be fireworks. Will there be a DeSantis 2024 pitch? No. Nope. Governor DeSantis is 100% dedicated on trying to win this election, partially because I think he knows there's a really good chance that President Trump is probably going to run again. And if he does, then he's not going to run against Trump. And so instead, he will serve out his 4 more years because we have term limits here. So he'll be done in 2026. Even if Trump doesn't win, or even if he does win, or if Biden wins re-election, the next election is 2028. DeSantis will be done with his gubernatorial, be done with his term limit in 2026. I give him 2 years to run for 2028. Makes sense for him to just keep on going that route. Does Governor DeSantis' recent political stunts become a focal point? I'm like, political stunts? That sounds very biased. But they're talking about flying migrants to Texas from Texas to Martha's Vineyard, suspending a Democrat elected state attorney who said that he would not enforce some of the governor's things. Will those things be focal point? Maybe, because that is some of the stuff that that Charlie Crist has been pointing to that would differentiate him from Governor DeSantis. Will attack center on Biden and Trump? No, I think it's going to be Charlie Crist against, he's just going to be pointing out what he feels are Governor DeSantis' flaws. And here's the final thing. Will Charlie Crist have a game-changing performance? He's down by nearly 10 points in most of the polls and definitely 10 points in other polls. And we know that the polling stinks and is usually pretty inaccurate. I mean, heck, it showed Nikki Fried beating Charlie Crist in one of the polls and he ended up beating her by 20 points. So will he have a game-changing performance? The answer, no. Now, we've already had over 1 million ballots already cast. People have already pretty much made their minds up. This debate, frankly, is too late in the game. But it'll be neat to listen to, neat to watch. We're going to be carrying it live for you 45 minutes from now, right here on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Well, we're seeing that everyday afternoon slowdowns that have started on the Highway 90 Causeway going between Pensacola and Pace. This is due to construction work going on the bridge. There is one lane open heading eastbound. So it is slow moving. If you're leaving Pensacola, you'll start seeing those slowdowns right around the Scenic Highway Davis intersection, and that's going to continue the entire way throughout the causeway until you get to Woodbine Road. Other than that, we're checking in clear on I-10 and I-110, and nothing to slow you down on Davis Highway throughout Pensacola. See something else? Just give me a call at 850-2626-111. And this traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That number is 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Got a text here. It says, Bobby, did you see how you helped embolden anti-vaxxers to vandalism? Your rhetoric does more harm than you know. I'm sure you consider yourself a scientist. Republicans must hate us voting and vaccine. First of all, and I don't consider myself a scientist, but I am a data geek. And that's what I've continued to say. The data does not support your fear of COVID enough to vaccinate people under the age of 65. And I did not embolden them to vandalism. You know who did? The CDC deciding that they're going to try to recommend that a COVID-19 vaccine should be part of the immunization schedule for kids. That pisses people off. When you're talking about a chance that I might have to be forced to give my kid an experimental vaccine when that kid has a 0.01% chance of dying from COVID if they get it, and you're telling me I got to give them this vaccine where they could get an 84% chance of having cardiac arrest, yeah, I didn't do anything. That's the CDC. That's the CDC doing that. You're gonna. I mean, that's the thing I was saying. You're gonna. I was so peeved off that day. I hardly even covered the story because I knew I would say things that probably would embolden this kind of behavior, and I didn't want to do that. So I tried to be responsible. So I try not to talk about things that really piss me off until I can calm down for a couple of days. Then I bring it up. That CDC recommending the immunization. Man, I didn't have to do anything. That's the CDC doing that all on their own. And yes, I am straight up anti-vax COVID vaccine if you're under the age of 65 and you don't have any pre-existing conditions. It's ridiculous. Frankly, I've already said it. You're irresponsible if you get vaccinated under the age of 65 and you have no pre-existing conditions and you're not extremely overweight and stuff. I mean, look at the data. The data doesn't lie. And it's been the same since February of 2020, 3% of the population will die if you get COVID, but the vast majority of that 3% are over the age of 65, really over the age of 70. And if they're under the age of 70, they have some sort of major pre-existing condition. That has been that way. It has not changed. The vaccines didn't change anything. All the vaccines did is create more deaths because it made people rest on their laurels. They stopped social distancing. They stopped doing this washing their hands and stuff like that because they thought they were protected by COVID. They still think that today because of your misinformation. It's Pensacola. Because not enough people listen to me, they are misinformed and they think that this COVID shot is an actual vaccine that prevents them from getting COVID and prevents them from spreading COVID. So they went about willy-nilly and spread COVID, got COVID, and died because of it. It's because of that misinformation. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Gas prices in Pace, $3.19 regular, $4.99 diesel. Foley, $3.26 regular, $4.79 diesel. I travel these markets frequently, and they actually are close to each other. To be fair, using Bucky's as a source, seems like Florida market has been unfairly taking advantage of the 25-cent tax holiday, which ends in a week. What do you say, Bobby? Our taxes are higher than Alabama's. I mean, when I traveled over to Alabama all the time to get gas, I would always like, oh, I'm going to Alabama on Friday. I'm going to wait to get gas till I get over there. So our tax holiday is just getting us to Alabama's prices. And you're right, in a week, it's going away and we're going back up to our more expensive pricing. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. And it's just state taxes is all it comes down to. That's the only difference between us and Alabama's price. All right, coming up here next, top trending news with David Wayne in the newsroom. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Going back to this vandalism where somebody vandalized the pharmacy with an anti-vax message. I mean, that's not right. I don't support that. I want to clarify that too. I don't support vandalism. I don't support violence. Speaking of violence, I don't know if you saw this over the weekend. A staffer of Marco Rubio, who was canvassing a neighborhood in Florida, was attacked and brutally beaten. He was told by the attacker, "Republicans aren't allowed in my neighborhood." Slandering to the ground, he broke the guy's jaw. He's going to need facial reconstructive surgery. Beat him so bad. Not good. I say it all the time. I'll say it again. I'm not afraid to say this because I've been covering this stuff for 15 years now. I see it over and over and over. Democrats are way more violent than Republicans. You see it all the time. They just get so angry. And it's funny because the thought process, the stereotype is that Republicans are the quote unquote angry conservatives. Yeah, you see it all the time. When violence strikes, more often than not, it's Democrats beating up Republicans. All those fights that would happen at the Trump rallies always started by the Democrats that were protesting the Trump rally. They weren't happy enough with just yelling and shouting. They started throwing punches. It always happens. It happened all the time. And here it is, a canvasser getting beat up and put in the hospital, broken jaw, needs facial reconstruction surgery for Marco Rubio's campaign. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives and we'll get top trending stories.
Well, our roads are looking good right now on I-10 and I-110. We do have everyday afternoon traffic that's going to start occurring on Highway 90. This is going to be as you're leaving Pensacola, going towards Pace. We have construction and road work being done on the bridge. This is one lane open in the eastbound direction, so keep that in mind. It is backing up just past the Davis Highway, Scenic Highway intersection right near University of West Florida. Also seeing some typical afternoon slowdowns in both directions on Pine Forest and the north and southbound lanes in between 9 Mile and I-10. If you see something else on the road, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Closing arguments set for tomorrow in that Wisconsin Christmas parade attack trial. It's been going on for 16 days now and been marked by the continuous disruptions as suspect Daryl Brooks Jr. made a lot of outbursts in the courtroom. He was also acting as his own attorney all this time. Judge Jennifer Darrow has ruled that Brooks forfeited his right to call witnesses or testify further as a result of his behavior in the courtroom. He's facing quite a few charges for driving through that Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, last year, killing six people. Big legal victory being handed to a California baker that refused to create a wedding cake for a same-sex couple.
Reports a judge ruled in favor of Kathy Miller of Tastries Bakery in Bakersfield. Miller denied to make a cake for a lesbian couple, citing her Christian beliefs. The ruling was reportedly based on the First Amendment. The lawsuit was filed by the state's Department of Fair Housing and Employment. The case claimed Miller violated a California civil rights law protecting consumers from being discriminated against based on things like race, gender, sexual orientation, or religion. I'm Matt Mattinson.
And Bobby, actor Tobin Bell apparently going to be reprising his role as Jigsaw in the next Saw movie. The franchise, of course, stars Bell as John Jigsaw Kramer. Producer Mark Berg says it's a thrill to be reuniting with Tobin and his performance as Jigsaw, he says, is part of the magic that made the franchise popular. The next Saw movie will be released October of next year.
I see. All right. Not really into the Saw movies, but there you go. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, got an update on the Atlantic for you. Hurricane season is still going on. I got an update for you next on News Radio 92.3. Update in the Atlantic. We mentioned on Friday there was a disturbance that was headed towards the east coast of the United States. It is now is broken up, this disturbance, but the northern part of it is expected to possibly become a tropical depression later tonight, possibly in the morning. 70% chance of development into a tropical depression. However, they believe as it gets closer to the east coast, towards New Jersey, it should break up and just become thunderstorms. But we'll have to keep an eye on that one. We're still in the hurricane season. Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Just text us in. Text in FSU. Text in FSU. And if you do so, you'll have a chance to win the tickets to go see Florida State play Georgia Tech this weekend. So, yeah, this is a good opportunity for you. And just listen to Pensacola Morning News and Pep Talk for other opportunities for you to win some tickets as well. So text in FSU, and you have a chance to win those tickets. That's 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Hey, if you've been thinking about selling your house, the market is changing, and right now might be the last chance to get top dollar before their interest rates rise once again. So call the agent I would call, Christina Leavenworth. She sells more houses for more money than anybody in Pensacola. Her and her team succeed because they focus on making sure their clients succeed. She's the only agent in town who will guarantee her performance, too. If she can't sell your house in 10 days, she'll sell it anyway, and you pay her nothing. She'll even put it in writing. She can make that guarantee because right now she spends tens of thousands of dollars on marketing, generating demand. Right now she has about 100 approved families looking and ready to buy. So if you got a house, Christina may have the buyer for you right now. Her number, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158. And if for any reason you need to sell right away, Christina will buy your house for all cash and can close in 7 days. Call Christina at 850-723-9158. That's Christina Leavenworth with Rinky Realty. Top three stories here for you. And just a reminder, actually, programming note, coming up at 6 o'clock here, we'll have the gubernatorial debate between Governor DeSantis and Charlie Crist live for you right here on News Radio 923. Top three stories, a gunman has killed two at a high school in South St. Louis, and six others are injured. He died after a gunfight with the police. Two alleged Chinese intelligence officers are being accused of interfering with a United States probe into Huawei, the federal investigation. Math scores and reading scores dipped in nearly every state on the national exam due to the lockdowns from COVID-19. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Those are your top three stories. Let's talk sports.
Here's your sports hit.
All right. NFL Monday Night Football tonight. Chicago Bears take on the Patriots, 7:15 on ESPN. Then the NBA is going to be on NBA TV tonight at 6:30 with the Orlando Magic playing the Knicks, followed by the Nuggets against the Portland Trail Blazers. NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN Plus tonight beginning at 6 o'clock. And I don't think the Florida teams are playing just yet. Congratulations to the Astros and the Phillies. They're both in the World Series. Then in sports news, Matt Ryan being benched by the Colts. They're going to have Sam Ellinger, he's former University of Texas quarterback. He's going to be starting the rest of the season, at least for now. Jets running back Breece Hall tore his ACL. He's going to be out for the rest of the season, ending his promising rookie season. Seahawks wide receiver DK Metcalf hurt his knee, but he will not need surgery on it. And Zion Williamson of the Pelicans and Brandon Ingram both will probably be out of the next couple of games. Brandon Ingram suffered a head injury and it has a concussion. Zion Williamson left the game after a hard fall as well. So Pelicans could be losing two of their best players here, at least temporarily. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Still seeing some slowdowns due to construction going on Highway 90. This is going to be if you're leaving Pace heading, or excuse me, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Construction going on the bridge, and this is down to one lane in the eastbound direction, causing some major slowdowns backing up to the Davis Scenic Highway exit right near the University of West Florida. Other than that, on Highway 90, we're looking good on 9 Mile, Mobile Highway, Scenic Highway, and Cervantes, as well as I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, and 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre checking in clear. If you do see something else on the roads, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Discover. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards, and terms do apply. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. The United States has a new record for the fiscal year of 2022. It's not a good record. 2.7 million Border Patrol enforcement actions in fiscal year of 2022. 2.7 million. That is a new record. So it's October 1st, 2021 through September 30th, 2022. It's the most ever and more than the individual populations of 15 United States. More than the individual populations of 15 separate states. 2.7 million border actions, which is an increase from last year, which was also a record. But check this out. Last year's record of enforcement actions, 1.9 million. So 1,956,000 was last year's enforcement actions. We had 600,000 more. No, sorry, 800,000 more this year. Almost a million more. 2,766,000 enforcements. During the Trump administration, total enforcement actions were 646,000 in 2020, 1.1 million in 2019, 680,000 in 2018, and only 526,000 in 2017. Oh my goodness gracious, great balls of fire. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio. Oh, and by the way, ICE agents have apprehended illegal foreign nationals with criminal histories and multiple DWI convictions. The Houston area agents have apprehended, they said, I guess they have this new operation they were doing and called Operation Secure Streets. And when they basically made these arrests, they arrested 18 people in a 10-day period. Four nationals residing in the Houston area who had previous DWI and criminal histories. Some of these criminal histories include bodily injury, property damage, or death, as well as assault, cruelty towards children, weapon violations, domestic violence, fraud, homicide by vehicle, hit and run, and larceny. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. These are not good things going on with our border. All right, coming up here next, we got your quick update from David Wayne over the newsroom, plus the top stories of FoxNews.com, our national news partner. That's next. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You know, we got the gubernatorial debate coming up here in about 9 minutes, 8 minutes. Countdown is on. What's going to happen between Governor DeSantis and former Governor Charlie Crist? Although I think a lot of people have already made up their mind. I don't know if this is going to sway any votes, to be honest. We already have like a million votes, ballots already cast in early voting. It'll still be good to, I think, see the contrast between the two of them. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, there was a huge gift made to the University of West Florida recently. Dr. Muhammad and Fatima Rashid donated $1 million to the school. Now, UWF is going to be renaming the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering to the Dr. Muhammad Rashid Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering. Dr. Rashid actually helped to develop some of the programs used in those programs, which was at the time a joint program with the University of Florida in 1994.
Oh, very interesting. Yeah, I saw that big donation. So they're gonna rename like the wing or something like that after.
Yes, the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering, which is in the College of Science and Engineering, is being renamed in his honor for the donation. So. Very nice. They do a lot of great things out there.
Yeah, very good. I like it. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I got a... So some of the top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner. The top story is actually shows a picture of President Biden shaking hands with a Saudi prince. And the headline is, "Unimpressed with Biden. Saudi prince reportedly mocks president behind his back, including questioning his mental state." Oh, boy. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman was unimpressed with Biden and favored former President Trump, according to this new these insiders or whatever. This comes about after he was trying to encourage him to, release more oil for the, basically to ease some pressure on Americans trying to get some more oil production, not cut it like what they've been planning to do. So that's the top story on FoxNews.com. Also on FoxNews.com, Putin video spurs speculation about his health. So Vladimir Putin, I guess there's some rumors that he might have cancer, and he's been avoiding, the Kremlin's been avoiding saying he does or doesn't. But what they, I guess this new video shows intravenous marks on his hand. So, okay. So in other words, he might be having chemotherapy, might be getting some chemotherapy being done. So, and then I got a couple other top stories on FoxNews.com first, but let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf.
Really, only slowdown we're seeing throughout Pensacola is going to be on Highway 90 due to construction work going over on the causeway. This is, again, Highway 90 in between Pensacola and Pace. We have construction road work being done on the bridge. This is going to cause some everyday afternoon slowdowns. It's down to one lane in the eastbound direction, so causing some major slowdowns. If you're leaving Pensacola, heading eastbound towards Pace, expect some slowdowns. Other than that, we're checking in clear. If you do see something else or have details for me, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Some of the other top stories on FoxNews.com is Senator Ted Cruz addresses the climate protesters that shut down The View. And, you know, that's the thing. If I had more time, I was wanting to talk about that today, but we have the gubernatorial debate coming up in about 4 minutes. There's been these climate protesters around the nation. We mentioned on Friday, they blocked a bridge that ended up causing a traffic accident, and two people died in the crash. And so it's like, oh my goodness, that's pretty bizarre to see that happen. Well, then they're damaging paintings and cars and all kinds of other stuff. It's kind of crazy. We'll try to get into that tomorrow. And then one of the other top stories of FoxNews.com, celebrities mourn legendary comedian who passed away today, Leslie Jordan. He is only 67 years old, but he died today after being in a car crash. He's the comedian. He's only 4'11". Like he's the short little comedian, has white hair, legendary comedian, but apparently, authorities responded to a medical emergency shortly before 9 a.m. And they confirmed that he was in a car crash at 8:50 this morning and died in the car crash. So a lot of the celebrities coming out and giving their condolences and their memoirs pertain to Leslie Jordan. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
All righty. You can share. Let's get Bobby's Brain Teases here. Pumpkin spice may have first spread to non-pie foods as early as 1936 when a recipe for pumpkin spice cakes appeared in the Washington Post. It was described as a desirable dessert for a family dinner and a healthful pick-me-up for children after school. Pumpkin spice cakes. Let's see here. There are more trees on Earth than stars in the Milky Way galaxy. There's approximately 3 trillion trees versus anywhere between 100 and 400 billion stars in the Milky Way galaxy. The North Korean government owns a chain restaurant called Pyongyang. It has locations in several other countries, including China, Indonesia, Vietnam, and Malaysia. And Pyongyang, this North Korean government-owned restaurant, serves dog meat. Gross and grody. Then let's see here. Richard Johnson, the ninth president of the United States, was in a relationship with a slave he inherited named Julia Chin. It was illegal to marry a slave, but he openly acknowledged her as his common law wife, and they had two daughters. Richard Johnson, ninth vice president of the United States. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next, we've got the gubernatorial debate between Governor DeSantis and Charlie Crist. Stick around.